Typical Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's going to be big, this record, as well. It's their new one, taken from their album H2O. And One on One.
I'm tired of playing on the team. It seems I don't get time out anymore. What a change if we set the pace, face to face. No one even tried to score. Of your touch, and when you move it close, a little bit means so much. Oh yeah, you got to understand, baby. Time out is what I'm here for.
One on one. Tonight's Evening Standard and some of the headlines. Water, it's going to be tough. Strange thing for water to be. Steve and I can't recall shots. Falls back home by junta envoys. Tory MP defends Serple. Also, hijacker shot dead as FBI storms jet. And ET lands in trouble. Apparently, censorship rules that bar Swedish youngsters less than 11 from seeing the film ET, which opened in Stockholm on December 10th, have brought angry protests from across the country. That's some of the articles in tonight's Evening Standard. 3 to 5, we got the news from IRN after this one, which I think is a bit of a groove. It's Men at Work, Down Under.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Women go and men blow. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta run, you gotta take cover. From a man in Brussels, who was
great video that goes with that film as well. That's a band called Men at Work, and the song is Down Under.
Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is Bill Bingham. The industrial conciliators ACAS are still struggling to avert next week's water strike. The first ever stoppage by water workers in England, Wales and Northern Ireland is due to begin at midnight on Sunday, and the unions met today to decide how to put the strike into effect. They say they'll provide emergency cover, but it's not clear how this can work. The unions are now back at the offices of ACAS with new proposals to get talks going. But one union official, Bill Holland, says only a new cash offer from the employers can get the strike called off.
As far as we're concerned, unless there is a settlement that is acceptable to the national trade union side, then the strike is still on.
But wouldn't you call off the strike if you got some agreement on at least real negotiations that could lead to something?
No, the only reason we would call off a strike is if there was an offer that we could agree to and would be accepted by the membership.
The inflation rate has fallen to 5.4%, its lowest level for 12 years. And over the last 6 months, the average cost of living has gone up by less than one penny in the pound. The government is delighted with the new figures. But Employment Secretary Norman Tebbit says everyone will have to work together to keep inflation going down.
Government's doing what it can by not spending money recklessly and not borrowing money excessively and not printing money excessively. But equally in industry, it means everyone's got to cut their costs and become more efficient still in order to match what other people in the world are doing. That's the way we push prices down.
The fishing dispute between Denmark and the rest of the common market is one step nearer a settlement. The influential Danish Parliamentary Committee on the Common Market has accepted a compromise deal proposed by common market officials. The Danes aren't giving details, but they claim the compromise doesn't call for a reopening of negotiations on fishing policy. Common market agriculture ministers will decide next week whether they're happy with the deal. And Britain in particular will be looking at the details to see if they're satisfactory. The woman who raised thousands of pounds for total allergy victim Sheila Rossall has been cleared of any suspicion of fraud over the handling of a £65,000 campaign fund. Barbara Bloomfield reports.
The former singer with the pop group New Picardy Witch had complained that money was missing from a fund set up to help her by her estranged friend Annette Ellery. In October, Mrs. Ellery handed over the accounts to Avon and Somerset Fraud Squad, but now detectives have decided the books are completely in order. The news, she says, ends 3 months of anxious waiting.
It's been a great strain on all of us because, you know, people do say mud sticks, which it does. If you make allegations, people are bound to think that there may be some truth in it.
The two women fell out over the seriousness of Sheila's condition. Mrs. Ellery still believes Sheila is making a career out of her illness and says she never wants to see her former friend again.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past five.
Dave Galway, Radio Jackie.
Currently 6 degrees in southwest London. Dry tonight, dropping to a low of 4 degrees.
Tomorrow is the
say yes.
So what did I say?
You
Kevin Rowland's Dexys Midnight Runners. Let's get this straight right from the start. It's 7 minutes past five. Remember this?
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. The babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away.
Jackie Supergold from Candy Staten, as everyone used to call her, Candy Station. Can't think why. That's Young Hearts Run Free. 5:10, and between now and 6 o'clock, we're running down the Friday Almanac. That's the birthdays and anniversaries for Friday, the 21st of January. And today, exactly 59 years ago today, in 1924, the death of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. That's 59 years ago today. And some more quite interesting birthdays and anniversaries coming up a little bit later on. The Fairfield Halls in Croydon is currently showing an exhibition of watercolours as part of its Sun Lounge series. This display is entitled Thames and Around and features work from Desmond Winsnett. The Sun Lounge is open until January the 22nd, that's tomorrow, from 10:30 until 7 p.m. If you'd like more details on that, then call the Fairfield Halls in Croydon.
The Dave Owen Show.
Why not rent a Philips video recorder for £12.95 a month.
Memphis.
Rent a Philips V2000 video recorder from Memphis Sound and Vision and get your first 10 films free. After that, films cost just £1.50 a night with £35 deposit. Vision Hire customers pay no deposit. £1.50 a night for films like Long Good Friday, Deer Hunter, Chariots of Fire, Elephant Man and many more. So check out Memphis Sound and Vision at 1338 London Road, Norbury.
Memphis.
They also have blank cassettes for all formats at great prices. So call Memphis Sound and Vision on 679-3677. That's 679-3677. And they're open now.
How would you like an authentic Indian curry without having to go uptown to get it? You need the Asia Tandoori Restaurant at 19 to 21 London Road, Hackbridge. It's fully licensed and open 7 days a week from midday to 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. until midnight. So try the Asia Tandoori for exotic curries and sizzling tandooris, plus English and continental dishes too. It's the best in town. That address once again, 19 to 21 London Road, Hackbridge, near Hackbridge Station, or phone 773-0450. The Asia Tandoori Restaurant. It's Radio Jackie recommended.
Radio Jackie, the sound of Southwest London.
A quote from tonight's Evening Standard. Apparently, former punk high priest Malcolm McLaren, who's taken to calling himself the Wandering Jew, tells the Evening Standard that none other than Bob Monkhouse is to thank for his first lesson in money-making. Apparently, Malcolm McLaren said, "My mum and I never got on well, so I never got much pocket money as a lad." And he told us that Bob Monkhouse lived opposite us in Golders Green and let me clean and polish his massive orange American car on Saturday mornings for a quid a time. So, Bob Monkhouse is responsible for this, eh? That and family fortunes.
Oh, that scratching is making me itch.
Round the outside, round the outside.
You know it.
Two buffalo gals go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Three buffalo gals go around the outside. Four buffalo gals go around the outside, round the outside. Round the outside, four buffalo gals go around the outside and don't be dough your partner.
Outside, round the outside, round the outside, four buffalo boys go
around the outside and do-si-do your partners.
Exactly 5:16. That's Malcolm McLaren and his world-famous Supreme team and Buffalo Girls. And today is Benny Hill's birthday, 58 years old, born in 1925.
You could hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, fair and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, because pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. And that tickled old Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. An evil-looking man called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer him was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't off kick his horse, whose name was Trigger. And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavored yogurt sent it spinning from his hand. As soon she ran between them and tried to keep them apart, and Ernie he pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him underneath his arch, and he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. Now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Song originally released in 1971, 12 years ago. That's about the best place for it as well. That's Benny Hill and the fastest milkman. 5:20, and it's Benny Hill's birthday, as I say, 58 years old. It's a song I haven't played for a couple of days now. David Essex, still very high in the Boss 40, with A Winter's Tale.
The nights are colder now. Maybe I should close the door. covered all your footsteps, and I can follow you no more. The fire still burns at night. My memories are warm and clear, but everybody knows it's hard to be alone at this time of year. It was all the world take notice of one more love that's failed, a love that can never be, though it meant a lot to you and me. On a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale.
Winter's Tale, and it's now 5:25 with Radio Jackie broadcasting Southwest London. That particular song was written by Mike Bass of all people from the Wombles, and also Tim Rice as well, of who of course wrote Jesus Christ Superstar and all that sort of thing. Dave Owen for a Friday afternoon on Radio Jackie. Work's finished until Monday, 9 o'clock. Thank goodness for that, eh? Between 6 and 8 tonight, we've got Ian West on the wireless, and he's going to be running down some of the things that are happening in London over the next 2 days.
Time won't heal.
This week in the Boss 40, that's Culture Club. And Time Won't Give Me Time. Driving home with Radio Jackie, and in the Southwark area on the A3, on the junction of Borough High Street and St Thomas Street, there's one lane open, and that's the southbound lane only. That's in the Southwark area on the A3. Good afternoon, I'm Dave Owen, and this is Radio Jackie, and a couple of today's birthdays. And today, Richie Havens is 42 years old today. He was born in 1941 in New York, and it's also Martin Shaw's birthday. Who is he? He's that guy in The Professionals, yeah? I must admit, I do like that program. It reminds me of The Avengers. At least when we look back on The Professionals in about 10 years' time, we'll probably look at it like we look at The Avengers nowadays. Load of rubbish. But still, that's Martin Shaw's birthday today, and he's 38 years old today, and he was born in 1945, when we finished sort of mopping up after the Second World War. It's 5:28 now, and you know there's about 18 million adult cigarette smokers in Britain. Now, the general trend since 1974 shows that more and more people are kicking the habit. 90% of lung cancer is caused by smoking, and 95% of people who suffer from bronchitis are smokers, and also smokers are 2 to 3 times more likely to die of coronary heart disease than non-smokers. And now smoking is now becoming an antisocial habit, as well as being a serious health risk. If you'd like information on how to give up, then why don't you contact ASH, that's the Action on Smoking and Health, ASH, at 5 to 11 Mortimer Street, London W1. That's ASH at 5 to 11 Mortimer Street, London, W1. You never know what you'll hear if you take your car to the wrong place.
Good morning, Squire. Bit of trouble, is it, eh? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Not one of those, is it? Very nasty, you know. Oh, I suppose we could fix something up, but even then, you know, it's bound to cost. Very tricky, these. Very tricky indeed. I mean, can't touch it for a while, of course, you know. We're that busy.
You won't hear anything like that at Highway Motors. Highway Motors, 189 to 195 Tooting High Street, have an instant MOT service with a free retest if your car fails. They also service any make of car and have the latest Krypton tuning. So call into Highway Motors, 189 to 195 Tooting High Street. Phone 672-0806. That's 672-0806. Edwin Starr's birthday today. He's 41 years old, born in 1942 in Nashville, and he released this in 66.
Yeah.
Radio Jackie Super Gold from 1966. That's Edwin Starr, because it's his birthday today. SOS, Stopper on Site, 5:32. And exactly 29 years ago today, the US submarine Nautilus was launched. That was the world's first nuclear-powered ship back in 1954.
Moving on the floor now, baby, you're a bird of paradise. Cherry ice cream smile, I suppose it's very nice. With a statue left and a streak to the right, you catch the mirror way out west. You know you're something special and you look like you're the best.
Duran Duran, and off to Rio we go. It's 25 to 6 for a Friday night with Radio Jackie, and here's a song which was released about 11 years ago now, back in 1972, a bit sort of head-banging, get ready to bang my head against the studio wall. It's just re-entered the charts as 66 because it's been re-released. Amazing, eh? This is Hawkwinds and their Silver Machine.